Oh, that could have been written about us. That's Charmless Man by Blur. And this is Adam and Joe here on XFM. We're filling in for Steve and Ricky, who are off shooting the Christmas special of The Office. And it's a great pleasure to be with you again. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine, thanks, Adam. Thanks a lot for asking and everything.
Yeah, good. Have you had a nice, enjoyable week?
Yeah, very enjoyable week, thank you.
Very enjoyable.
Lauren Laverne was teasing you for never going out, but only last night you were out.
Yeah, I was out quite late last night, so I'm quite tired.
What time did you get back?
I got back about 3.
Ooh, that's
not that
very
late, is
that's
it?
That's very late.
Well, you know, and I was asleep by 4, 5, 6, and I got up at 11, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 7 hours.
That's quite good.
That's 2 more than Mrs.
But you
Thatcher.
Behave yourself pretty well, though, when you go out.
Well, I took my car, so I didn't drink.
So there you go. That's not really going out.
Yeah, but I danced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
For how long?
Well, how long did I dance for? Yeah. I danced for a good 45 minutes on the trot. I was dripping with sweat.
Ooh.
Seriously, and I had my jeans on, and I had my wallet. You know when you put too much stuff in your pockets?
Yeah.
I had my wallet and my keys and packet of cigarettes, sorry, Mum, in my jeans, and my jeans got soaking wet with sweat. It was like I had these two huge growths on my thighs.
Growths?
Growths, that's the plural of growths. Is it growths?
Yeah, it's
growths.
Growths.
Growths? Oh, come on, that's like me,
That's technical, that's good. It might be real.
I don't want to go off on a tangent. Anyway, I had a very good time apart from being sopping wet with sweat.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was quite sexy.
Yeah, well done. I just stayed in and I watched, I keep wanting to call it the Twin Towers, but it's the Two Towers.
Yeah.
The latest, you know, DVD version of the... Hobbit stuff.
Well described. Anyway, we're going to go into that in more detail later, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
But for the moment, we should let people know that we've got some great music coming up, including our first listen of the new Strokes single. I know this is old news to everybody else, but we've never heard it, and we're going to be playing it later in the show. We've got music from such exciting bands as Nickelback, who are popular with the kids. Why did I choose that one to read?
Why did you? We've also got White Stripes, Bjork, Muse, The Darkness.
Yeah, those are the good ones.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll have Ditties in the Dock, and Get Your Ears Pierced. There are highly popular regular segments. And we've got a new segment called Crap Rap.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to be playing you, every week, I hope we'll play you some of the worst rapping ever from some of our favourite songs. If you've got any suggestions for stupendously crap raps, then just email us. Don't forget the address is adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk.
And we should point out that the and is A-N-D. So Adam, A-D-A-M, and A-N-D, Joe, J-O-E. Apparently we haven't been explaining that.
Oh, really?
And people could be putting an ampersand in.
Stay away from the ampersand.
Yeah.
Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9.
That was Puddle of Mud with Blurry. Now, Adam.
Yeah.
I don't know, my mic sounds really strange. Oh, it sounds better now.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah. So, Ad, you've been looking through the TV listings, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And you found something that's excited you.
Well, I found a lot of things. I'm just checking out my viewing for this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going out.
Not
I'm just going to be in. I'm going to watch the telly. But, good stuff is pretty thin on the ground. Rush Hour tonight?
But, that's a good film.
Is it?
Yeah, do you understand? This is a terrible impression.
Go on,
I'll just say, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? That's the wrong voice, but he says that in his way.
Do you ever watch Bernie Mac?
Yeah, I love Bernie Mac. How amazing you bring that up. That's totally unprepared.
I'm Bernie Mac.
I'm cool.
Just trying to take care of my kids the best way I know how. I'm Bernie Mac.
No, this is better. I'm cool.
It's cool.
I'm cool.
That's I'm Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac's amazing. But weird, it really is genuinely very good, Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
It's genuinely very, very good. It's on the mornings in Channel 4, isn't it? It's on the mornings.
In what way is
it? It's in the mornings.
In the mornings. In what way is it very, very good?
Because it's genuinely funny.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm a Mac man.
I like the Mac. I first came across the Mac in the Charlie's Angels... Charlie's Angels 2 trailer.
Yeah.
Where one of the main selling points was, and the Mac is back. And no one in England knows who the Mac is.
No.
It's like for the first film, Bill Murray. Bill Murray won't do it, so... But get Bernie Mac.
The Mac is back.
Who's Bernie Mac?
He's the big Mac.
Everyone in England.
He's just trying to take care of his kids the best way he knows how.
Exactly.
He's the Mac man.
So now Channel 4 have put his series on and it's explaining who the Mac is, and now we can all enjoy Charlie's Angels Full Throttle just a tiny bit more than we did before.
Well, we've missed the Mac though, haven't we?
Yeah.
He's not on.
Anyway, let's get back on point. What are you looking forward to on telly?
The main thing I'm looking forward to, obviously, is a new drama called Rosemary and Thyme.
I'm cool. It's cool.
I'm just trying to bring up my kids. And it's got Felicity Kendall and Pam Ferris in it. and they team up for this new drama. They play keen gardeners who put their green fingers to other uses, namely solving crimes.
With their fingers?
Yes, they use
Bring the crime over here. I'm doing finger movements now. Solved it.
Exactly. I think it'll be like that, but it's because they're gardeners, you see, so it's a funny name. One of them's called Rosemary. Mm. Rosemary and Thyme, that's like herbs. Mm. Gardeners, crime, solved. And it just reminded me how much I enjoy sort of medical dramas and police dramas with the names of the characters in the title.
Mm.
You know, like Bullet with Steve McQueen. He's called Frank Bullet or something. And, of course, Cuffs with Christian Slater. And you see, they've got names that are a little bit like things they use in their profession.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you like a show that where the characters' names are used as the title.
Yeah.
And they've kind of got a double meaning.
Yeah, or just... You know, things, medical
Morse
dramas
was a bit like that, wasn't it?
No.
Well, it was in a way, because it was Morse code, and then the theme tune was Morse code. It's that kind of thinking that you like.
The theme tune was not Morse code.
Yeah, it was. The theme tune to Inspector Morse was something like... it was.
Rubbish.
It's not rubbish. Please, email in. Call in. 08700 800 1234. Back me up. The theme tune from Inspector Morse
was
actual Morse code.
There's a new medical drama called Sweet Medicine.
And what's the lead character called?
Well, he might be called Jimmy Sweet, but I'm not sure about that. That's more of a...
Mickey Medicine.
Yeah. Might be just a pun about medicine, and you know, there's blue healers and scrubs and things. So I was thinking of some new names for medical dramas and police dramas. I came up with, for a medical drama, power surgery. Yeah? Because it's like a power surge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what would the character be called?
Well, don't obsess about the characters. This is just
I'm
a
just
good name.
To simplify it.
Right. Stitchers.
Stitchers?
Yeah, Stitchers.
Stitchers.
Wound lickers.
That sounds horrible.
That's horrible.
That's like a hospital run by vampires.
Yeah. Docks of the Bay, and this would be a series about a hospital near a bay or
a
dock.
I really like that. D-O-C-S, Docks.
Yeah, Docks of the Bay.
Yeah.
And the theme tune would be the Otis Redding song.
Yeah.
Doctors and Hearses.
I wouldn't want to go to that hospital.
No. Plaster Boys. That would be kind of a sexy one. They all look like boy band members.
That sounds more like a sort of a Full Monty thing.
Yeah. The Bleedy Men.
The Bleedy Men. This is all for hospital dramas.
Yeah. Doctors with a Z at the end. That would be for about doctors who live in downtown LA.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else?
Why has it got a Z on it? Why? Because it's sort of hip-hop?
Yeah, yeah. Or The D, it could also be called.
The D.
Now, we've got Clive on line one. Let's see, where's line one?
you sound nervous about Clive.
Well, I'm just trying to find line one. Here we go. Clive, hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Not bad. I've just got a bit of a hangover, I feel like.
You sound dreadful. Now, remember not to swear on Exeter. This is a family show. So, Clive, you know the theme tune to Inspector Morse, is that correct?
Yeah, but it's also Morse code for Morse, which is quite interesting.
Thank you very much, Clive.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Adam, you are badly, badly sussed.
Badly sussed.
You are badly sussed.
At what point does it have Morse code in it, then?
At the beginning.
It's all the dee-dee-dee. It's the
dee. Oh, Clive, no, don't stop. Do that again.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, Clive, you sound seriously dangerously ill.
Yeah,
I've got to work 12 hours today in my off license.
No way.
Yeah.
Really, I used to work in an off license. I stole more booze.
Stop taking your job home with you, Clive, for goodness sake. Now listen, go and take some aspirin and lie down for a while before you head into the off license.
I'm in the off license now, sleeping.
Oh.
While working.
Well, listen, thanks very much for phoning in and solving that Morse code riddle for us. Cheers, Clive.
You are sussed.
I am badly sussed. So, listen, if anyone else wants to suggest some names for medical dramas or police dramas, I'll tell you some of my police drama names a bit later on, but
This is our competition this week, right?
Yeah,
you can enter. So email Adam and Joe, A-N-D-Joe, at xfm.co.uk, and you can win tickets for OK Go at the Electric Ballroom.
Fantastic. You're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM, filling in for Ricky and Stephen. Oh, that's great stuff.
What was it?
Less than Jake.
Less than Jake. It's a lot more than Jake, if you ask me. This is Adam and Joe on XFM, London's 104.9, sitting in for Ricky Gervais. Email us, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, with your ideas for a cop drama where there's some sort of link between the title and what they do in it. Is that right, Adam?
Yeah, just good names. Just generally good names. Cops or medical dramas, you know, that kind of thing.
We'll be right back after these messages from the man. XFM. That is the sound of Star Sailor, produced by Phil Spector, that track. Did you know that, Adam?
Yeah, I did, actually. Gun-toting, crazy Phil Spector. I don't think any more of their stuff's going to be produced by Phil, because he's a little bit unpredictable.
Is he? What, in terms of weaponry?
In terms of weaponry, random behaviour, just... He's the original odd producer. Anyway, well, that's a good song.
Yeah. So, we've got an email competition going today. You can email us at adamandjoe... and spelt A-N-D, not an ampersand, no.
Who knew?
Adam, A-N-D, and... what? Adam and Joe at xfm.co.uk. The competition is to come up with a good name for a TV drama, either a hospital drama or a medical drama. But the name's got to... Yeah, it's got to be like Rosemary and Thyme.
Yeah, something like that, or Sweet Medicine.
You know, well, a sort of cool title. And Simon in Croydon has sent in a very good one. It's a sitcom about a hospital public relations department, and it's called...
What?
Spin Doctors.
Nice!
Yeah, you can see that's working on two levels, two clear levels.
Yeah, he's got that exactly right, you see.
The word doctors, well, you know,
yeah,
it doesn't need to be explained, does it?
Yeah, it's perfect. He's hit the nail exactly on the head.
ITV1,
yeah.
Saturday, 6:30, Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors, perfect.
It's perfect.
I'll tell you another one, for example. Now, this one is a bit like Quincy. It's about a pathologist, and it's called Body of Evidence, right? But yeah. Body is spelt B-O-D-E-I-G-H because he's called Ted Body. That's the guy.
That's
Ted
very
Body.
Good. Body.
No, Body. Is
what about... There is a superb film called Body of Evidence featuring Madonna.
Madonna and Willem Dafoe. Mm. But no, this one... Yeah, for example, someone would come in and say, is there a Dr. Edward Body in here? And he'd say, that's Ted. Ted Body.
Ted was sounding like Dead Body.
Yeah.
That could be the basis of the first episode.
Because he's a pathologist.
Yeah.
So another one would be High Heelers, right? And that's about glamorous lady doctors, possibly in a plane.
On drugs.
What? Oh, yeah. Well, no, in the plane would take care of the high.
It's a bit like Blue Heelers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. High Heelers, because they're glamorous. And here's some cop drama ones, right?
God, how many of these have you got?
I've been thinking for a while about these. Okay, so this is about a racist Western cop called Tim White, and he's teamed up with a kung-fu-kicking Chinese cop called Jet Wong, and it's called White and Wong.
What if there were two whites, and it's called Two Whites Don't Make a Wong?
Well, what would Wong be then?
I don't know. You'd just find some excuse.
Well, they're just trying to find someone called Wong.
Because when they write these things, they do start with the titles, don't they?
Yeah,
I would say so. Rosemary and Thyme. How did they think of that? Someone just went, that sounds like a cop drama.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let's write a cop drama.
Exactly.
And who's got it? Can be gardening. And who are we having it? Felicity Kendall.
The thing is that in shows like, well, in films like Cuffs or Bullet, for example, they never have a scene where people say, which would happen if they were really called, if they were a policeman called Cuffs or James Bullet or whatever, people would say, oh, you're a policeman and you're called Frank Bullet. That's a coincidence, isn't it? Because, you know, you use bullets and you're called Bullet. Oh, what are the chances? But they never have that scene.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Anyway, keep those emails coming in. And what can they win, Joe?
They can win tickets to OK Go at the Electric Ballroom on Wednesday the 3rd of September at 7:30 p.m.
Ooh.
We're
going to play some White Stripes now. You've seen the video for this and you're mildly obsessed by that.
Yeah, I'm not mildly obsessed by it. I guess I'm obsessed because I watched it on low-quality real player internet feed, so Kate Moss's body was reduced to a series of large grey cubes. And that was, in a way, more erotic and tantalising.
It's directed by Sofia Coppola, isn't it?
Yeah, but directed with a very, very small D.
Why? What does she do? Is it not a directorial tour de force?
There's a box, there's a pole, there's a couple of setups.
Ooh, sexy.
There's a moss.
Well, here's the song it goes with. White Stripes, I Don't Know What to Do with Myself. You're listening to Adam and Joe. We're filling in for Ricky and Stephen here on XFM, London's 104.9.
That was the White Stripes with I Just Don't Know What to Do
with Myself.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM, standing in for Ricky Gervais, London's 104.9.
And Stephen Merchant. You've got to remember Stephen.
Well, Ricky's the big star, isn't
Ricky's
he?
Ricky's the annoying one. Stephen's the genius.
Hey, man.
I'm just winding them up.
Coming up quite soon, it's time to play Get Your Ears Pierced. And there's a new development in Get Your Ears Pierced. That's the game where you have to tell what Pierce Brosnan is grunting about. So stay tuned for that. Coming up right now, this is Nickelback, Someday. Joe on XFM, sitting in for Ricky Gervais. That was Nickelback with Someday. If you're a big fan of Nickelback, then hey, that was for you. If you're not, then, you know, thanks for staying tuned through that, because it's like passing a piano wire through your brain and then pulling it back and forth.
Well,
like in the film Audition.
I personally loved it.
Did you?
Yes.
It's important for one of us to be enthusiastic about the music, so that's good that you really liked it.
I loved it.
Yeah, how did they come up with the name Nickelback? This is a bit like a cop drama story, isn't it?
Nickelback, isn't it? Oh no, I'm thinking of a stickleback.
No, listen to this. He worked at Starbucks, the lead singer, where he would serve coffee for $1.95 and give the customer
a nickelback.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's that level of imagination. He could write cop dramas.
Yeah, we've got some really good ones coming in, but we'll talk about those later. What's coming up next?
Coming up next is Get Your Ears Pierced. Now, me and Adam are very big fans of the actor Pierce Brosnan. Adam and I are very big fans of the actor Pierce Brosnan. We think he is underused. He's become stuck in a rut in the Bond films, and he really is capable of doing more, Brosnan, especially in the field of grunting. He does amazing grunting, Pierce Brosnan. So each week we've been playing a bit of Brosnan grunting and getting you to listen to it and try and tell what film it's from. This week there's a new twist. Brosnan has been rehearsing a film with Tom Cruise. So this is a scene from a very famous film. Tom Cruise is going to speak some lines, and then Brosnan is going to be in the scene as well.
He's not... Right, so he's the other person in the scene.
He's the other... It's quite hard to explain this competition, isn't it?
No, I've got it.
You're going to hear a scene from a famous film. One of the lines is going to be read by Pierce Brosnan. Likelihood is, Brosnan won't be able to say the words and may well just come out with more grunting. And so the competition is, can you tell what line Brosnan is trying to say? And can you get the film? Should be quite easy. Are you ready to spark it off, Ed? Here we go. Listen carefully.
I love you. You complete me.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't get the lines out, did he?
No.
He just did a grunt, but when it's Brosnan, that's better. Play it again.
Let's hear it one more time.
I love you. You complete me.
Oh, 0870 800 1234. If you can tell us what lines Brosnan was trying to get out, but all he could do was grunt. But he's very good at grunting. 0870 800 1234.
Yeah,
call us in, and you could win a copy of The Ring, the Hollywood remake on DVD. A copy of CK. Well, all sorts of rubbish, really.
Oh, some good stuff there. The Undertones?
The best of The Undertones is The High Spot and The Ring on DVD.
Absolutely.
Apparently it's terrifying.
So phone in and we'll take some calls right after these messages. XFM. We're back. Adam and Joe here on XFM.
The Bernie Mac Station.
London's Bernie Mac Station. I'm just trying to take care of my kids the best way I know how. I'm Bernie Mac.
It's cool.
I'm cool.
Okay. I'm cool. I'm going on for a while with that. I'm stopped now.
You can't do too much Bernie Mac. Okay, shall we hear that Brosnan improv once again? Now, he's in a scene with Tom Cruise, but what is the line that he's trying to say?
I love you. You complete me.
And who have we got on line one? Let's see. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Are you there? What's your name?
My name is Ben, and I'm definitely here.
Hello, Ben. Nice of you to call in.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to speak to you too.
Now, let's see. What do you think he is saying in that scene?
I have a feeling he's trying to say, you had me at hello.
Nice. I think that's correct. And what film is it from?
It's from Jerry Maguire.
Okay. And so which actor is Brosnan filling in for there?
Is it Renee Zellweger? Is that her name? Zellweger?
Yeah. Three out of three ain't bad.
What? I thought we had someone who'd got it wrong first. They hung up. What were they called?
Frank.
He was called Frank. If you're still listening, you've shortened our competition.
You're going to get a Frank spank.
Radically. You're going to get a spank.
No, we don't deal with time wasters here. We go straight to the geniuses. And Ben, you are that genius. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
So you've won all this stuff. Are you excited about the stuff you've won?
I'm delighted. I don't know what it is I've won, though.
Well, you've won The Ring on DVD.
Oh, scary.
Yeah, scary. Have you seen it?
No.
No? Have you got a DVD player?
I have a DVD player.
Mm. Oh, it's worth seeing. It's good. It is quite... It's got some scary moments in it. The Hollywood remake. Hollywood, didn't you hate it when Hollywood remakes
something? They always mess them up.
They always mess them up, don't they?
It's rubbish.
They were fine. The originals were fine. Why should they go back and remake them?
Why can't they come up with their own ideas?
Exactly. The Italian Job. That's rubbish. It's a classic.
No, wait. The Italian Job's actually very good, the remake.
Oh. Yeah. Are you going to go and see the remake of The Italian Job, Ben?
Is that... That's not The Italian Job with, like, Sylvester Stallone or something?
No, no. You're thinking of Get Carter.
Oh, right. Okay. I didn't know they were remaking Italian Job. There you go.
Yeah, they haven't.
It doesn't have Sylvester Stallone in it, does it?
It doesn't, no. It's got Marky Mark Wahlberg, which is almost as bad.
Really?
Yeah, but it has got Donald Sutherland, Mos Def. He's very good, Mos Def.
Oh, I'd like to see him in a big film.
It's good. I must say, out of all the summer blockbusters I've seen, the Italian Job remake has been the very best. I liked it more than X-Men 2.
And that's from Joe Cornish on XFM, so... So, listen, Ben, thanks very much indeed for calling in. Congratulations, you're
thanks,
a genius.
Ben.
And
thanks
that good stuff
much.
Is coming to you. Have
we'll
a good
make
weekend.
It harder next week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, take care. Oh, that was fantastic. Hey, you got it first time. It was a bit too easy. I think next time we'll have to make it a little bit harder. Well, coming up in the next hour or so, we've got more fantastic music from the likes of Bjork. We've got that first play of The Strokes, at least for us, with their new single 1215. I'll be very, very, very excited to hear that. Look, I'm so excited, I can't speak. And, of course, we're going to have some terrible rapping, some crap raps coming up. Ditties in the Dock. An amazing song that you won't hear anywhere else in the UK is going to be played.
This show is sort of like a Christmas stocking.
Yeah.
It's full of nuts and
a tangerines and at the bottom and a pair of pants. Do you get pants in your stocking?
No.
My mum always gives me a pair of pants.
Her own?
No. No, that's sick. You're a sick weirdo. Come on, let's play some music. Who's this now? Mint Royale. Sexiest man in Jamaica. You're listening to XFM, London's 104.9. This is Adam and Joe.
Round about now, since they say I am the sexiest man in Jamaica and I shall never go whole. So I say, Rough Rider.
Rough Rider.
Adam and Joe on XFM, we've been asking you to suggest names for new police or medical dramas on TV. We've had some very good ones in. We've also had some quite troubling ones in. But here's a couple. Here's one about a hard-drinking policeman who loses his legs through gout and is carried around on the back of the U2 guitarist in a papoose. And it's called...
I don't know.
Cop on the Edge.
Nice. See, that's exactly right. I had another one that's quite bad. This is about a policewoman from Cirencester, and it's called Siren Sister.
That is quite bad.
Well...
That's quite good.
Yeah, Siren...
What about two incompetent doctors, both called Ronald, who constantly botch operations, and it's called Deuteronomy. I think we just printed out the wrong ones. But can I say, Simon in Croydon, you're amazing. You're churning these things out. Simon in Croydon sent about 10, and they're all up to that standard of Deuteronomy. And apparently he's drinking Red Bull. And, you know, just rein it in, Simon. Either that or go and work for the ITV drama department.
Or for us.
Because you're amazing.
Maybe Simon could phone in. If you're not mental, Simon, maybe you could phone in and have a chat to us and tell us some more about your ideas.
He's got his own website.
Has he?
www.simoncox.com.
Oh, check it out. But anyway, phone in. And also, we're going to be playing some more excellent music in the next hour. We've got The Coral and Fatboy Slim coming up. Oasis, Muse, The Darkness, The Strokes' new single. I'm very excited about that.
Mm.
Ooh, love The Strokes.
Yeah.
You like The Strokes, don't you?
Yeah.
Everyone likes The Strokes.
Yeah. What's not to like? What's not to like?
Hey, I'm Bernie Mac. I'm just trying to... Okay. All right, let's hear
cool.
some... I'm cool. I'm just
it's
bringing
cool.
up my kids the best way I know how. Anyway, you're listening to Adam and Joe. It's XFM 104.9.
XFM. XFM. Music that matters.
All right, then. Can you stick the bass up a bit?
What is she saying? What's she even saying?
I ain't nothing find a fruit nut here.
She can't find her fruit and nut bar.
Yeah.
She's looking in the fridge. She can't. Where did she put that fruit and nut bar?
I ain't nothing find my fruit nut here. Something like that?
Something like that. Whatever she's saying is very important and dramatic.
Well, that's Fatboy Slim. And right here, right now, on XFM 104.9, this is Adam and Joe. We're filling in for Ricky and Stephen.
Like many of you, we've been watching Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, because it's had a major launch on DVD and VHS this week, or last week, or recently anyway.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people have probably gone out and bought it and reappraised it, you know, watching it for the second time, checking out all the extras on the disc. And I certainly have. I settled down to watch it.
Did you watch it on your big projection screen?
I projected it. Nice. I've got not that. It's just a big bit of chipboard.
Yeah,
hanging from my ceiling.
Yeah, I've got three bits of polyboard stuck together.
Really? Yeah. I'd go for chipboard, mate. Mine doesn't have seams. Anyway, I must confess that I got really, really profoundly bored.
Bored of the rings?
Of the rings. Of the gnomes.
What's wrong with that? The gnomes really don't feature that heavily, do they?
It's just not a very satisfying film, is it?
Oh, shut your mouth.
I really don't think it is. I tell you who I don't like. Merry and Pippin. They seem to me like Ant and Dec in silly wigs with a bit of lipstick on their cheeks. And when they're being carried through the forest by the big tree that looks like something out of Neverending Story 3, I just think to myself, well, hang on a second.
Why?
I'm prepared to take this stuff seriously.
Nothing you've said so far has put me off. Ant and Dec on a big tree from Neverending Story. That sounds amazing.
I just expect that big dog from Neverending Story with the big white ears to come flying through Lord of the Rings, going, "It's okay, Bastian. Soon the story will be finished and the school bullies won't bully you anymore." I mean, obviously, that would be very good.
Man, I really liked it. I absolutely loved it. I went to see it at the cinema and it was a smash. And then I saw it again on DVD and I was just digging it. And it's long as well. Was it 3 hours or something?
It's very long.
Yeah, so we had a little coffee break halfway through, you know, chatted, and then came back for the second half. I really liked it. I didn't think it flagged. The fights! The big fight!
The fights. I just think I've seen too many fights now.
But it was good, though, man. He's a genius, Peter Jackson.
I don't doubt that. I don't contest that. But I just don't think there's any need to make three really, really long films. I mean, it's fine, but, you know, you're just going to lose your audience a bit. Having said this, I will go and see the third one and stuff.
The only problem is Orlando Bloom. I mean, he's struggling with some difficult lines in there. Every single line he says is something like, "We ride now to Mogadon through Frufru on Xantiar." And it's all just, he gets to say all the stupid stuff.
I walked past a couple of ladies, receptionists, somewhere during the week, and I overheard her saying, "Orlando Bloom, he is simply the most delightful thing on the planet."
I don't
know. Verbatim, that's what she said. Ladies love the Bloom.
They love the Bloomer.
Mm.
He looks like I don't know what he's like.
He's so accurate with his arrows.
He's got bad hair in that film.
He can get those arrows, though, from a major distance.
Yeah.
He can get those orcs in the eye from a major distance.
And even when he's sliding down the stairs on his little surf shield.
Criticism.
Go on, then.
I don't think Helm's Deep is that well-designed.
Well, no, but it's got that major flaw.
It's actually depressing. Well, what, with the little place where they put the bomb?
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. I just meant visually. I find it depressing.
I know what you mean, it's really depressing.
When they go
in and there's loads of people hanging around the steps like selling things.
It's really bleak. It's just like some horrible riot at an awful concert.
Yeah, selling like knockoff perfume.
The bit
stuff.
I like is when they're in that weird ruin and the sun's come out and there's a dragon.
Oh, do you like that bit?
I really like that bit.
That reminds me of Return to Oz, that bit.
Oh, good film.
Have you watched it recently?
Nope.
It's a very odd film. Anyway, listen, we're going to play some crap rap very soon. I'm quite excited about this because there's so many songs, especially from when we grew up in the 80s, that suddenly launch into a really rubbish bit of rapping. And we're going to play you a track from maybe Bowie's worst album? I don't know. What's it called? Never Let Me Down, released in 1987. And there's an amazingly bad bit of rapping.
Don't give away too much, Ed.
Okay, but let me just tell you, it's Bowie and Mickey Rourke rapping.
Ooh.
So if you haven't heard this before, you will want to, I'm telling you. And later on, we've got our ditties in the dock. We're going to be stating our case for a couple of songs that you will not hear on XFM or anywhere else for that matter. And we're going to be arguing, and you out there are going to settle the score between myself and Joe. Anyway, that's all to come on this exciting show today. Right now, it's music time, and this is...
Hooray, music time!
That was a good link, wasn't it? Music time, and it's from The Muse. And I'm told this is a really good song. I haven't really heard it properly myself, but it's called Time Is Running Out.
It's true.
Oh, high drama.
The Muse.
The Muse.
And that's the forthcoming... it's the first proper single release from their forthcoming third album, Absolution, which is out on the September the 22nd, date for Daria.
Yeah, I'm going to be... I might be buying that one. Someone told me I should get into Muse, and I bought the last one and I was just overwhelmed. Confused, really.
Oh, overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that usually means that you like something if you're overwhelmed.
Well, literally...
You're literally overwhelmed.
I was literally overwhelmed.
Just couldn't deal with its quality.
There was too much whelm.
It's too good for you.
Yeah, I was covered in whelm. And I couldn't really get a handle on it. But that sounds good. It sounds like they're sort of reining in what they've got a little bit. Bit of restraint. It's always a good thing.
Is it time for a new segment?
Yeah, it's kind of a new segment. It's really just an excuse for me to play this bit of Bowie rapping, which is always a bad thing, as far as I can tell.
So this is our sort of ongoing survey of some of the worst rap ever recorded, and each week we're going to attempt to bring you some really, really appalling rap from the archives.
Yeah, this one is from Never Let Me Down, which was Bowie's worst album. It had Day In, Day Out. Do you remember that?
Day In! Yes, I do.
And it was all... Bowie was very self-consciously trying to get street in those days.
He was a little bit confused in that period, wasn't he?
He certainly was, yes.
He didn't quite know which incarnation to incarnate into next.
No, and he suddenly... He did a lot of videos in LA, and he was hanging around... What?
No, I'm just seeing if she's here.
No, she's not.
Has she gone to the shop?
She's gone to the shop. And so he got together with Mickey Rourke for this track. This is a track called Shining Star. And he and Mickey Rourke start rapping about some of the bad things going on in the world.
Is it a rap duet, then?
Yeah, yeah. They take turns with the lines.
Do they?
Shall I just tell you what they're actually rapping at? You might not be able to hear it that well in the thing. This is the rap. Peter met Frank, formed a dummy-run gang, worked heist for hit... for 10 G's flat. It just doesn't make any sense. Blue heads out of shape in the name of Trotsky, Sinn Féin, Hitler, cash down. No hope heroes cover this page with debts in hell and fingers in blood.
Yeah.
Fingers in blood, Joe. Poor little bodies all covered in scabs. Threw it all away, another life in the grave.
I think it's about terrorism.
It's sort of ahead of its time in that respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let's stop talking about it and listen to it right now. Here's our first crap rap on XFM.
Now give me a beat.
Now it's time for a classic rap. You gotta listen closely because it's gonna be quite crap.
This is a journey into
rubbish.
It's a crap rap.
It's not strictly rapping, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's just sort of Rex Harrison-style talking.
No, that's rapping.
That's rapping.
Yeah, that'll be rapping.
Are you sure?
Definition of rapping. Some people... That's what happens when white people rap.
That's not your standard, is it?
Yeah, well...
I'm not sure this is a colour thing. Eminem is white. He's an extremely good rapper.
That's a modern...
forms better phrases, rhythmic phrases than...
Well, in the 80s, when white people rapped, that's genuinely what happened. It was a disaster.
Yeah, and I swear, this isn't just a race thing. A lot of very early black rap was not very good.
Like what?
Well, it's just not so rhythmically sophisticated. When it was an emerging form, the rhythms were... The rapping was just more basic. It was a bit just rhyming at the end of every line. Like
My name's Kevin, and I'm cool. Don't you take me for no fool. That kind of thing.
Exactly. That would have been a viable release.
For Derek
B. In the
B.
mid-80s. For Derek B, yeah.
My DJ Derek B is the best.
Checking out all rookies who fail the test. If you want to know who's the best in town, come on, everybody, and just... Get down! See, that's early rap.
That was quite good, actually.
Primitive rap.
Anyway.
But that's not good, is it?
No, that was terrible. And another one I was thinking maybe we could play next week is the Michael Jackson bit of rapping from Black and White. Remember that?
Yeah, I certainly do. It's not about places or faces, the races. Oh, I don't know, I've messed it up. It's like that, isn't it? And in fact, Macaulay Culkin does it in the video, right?
Oh, does he?
Yeah, and slightly sinisterly, I think Michael puts his voice over whoever's rapping it. Who is rapping on that?
He just...
I'm not sure it is Michael.
No, it's a different guy, because he's got kind of a manly voice.
Yeah, Michael's worked with some proper rappers, though.
A rapper?
Beat Notorious B.I.G.
Really?
Eve, yeah, he's down.
Well, they all give him props.
The hip-hop scene, exactly.
Absolutely. Anyway, if you've got any suggestions for more crack raps that we could play perhaps next week, then do drop us a line. I think we should read out some more of those suggestions for cop dramas and medical dramas a bit later on.
Yeah, we'll come back to that later. The email address is adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk. That's A-N-D. And you can win a pair of tickets to go and see OK Go at the Electric Ballroom on Wednesday the 3rd of September if you send us your best idea for a cop show or medical show title.
Yeah, get in touch. We're Adam and Joe here on XFM, London's 104.9.
You're unbelievable. That is unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, that's just... Would you say that's the right side of crap rapping? Or the wrong side?
It's sort of again, I wouldn't call that rapping.
Okay, what? Listen, it's just talking.
Rhythmic talking.
Well, that's all rapping is. You know, one of the definitions for rap is Rhythmic American Poetry, R-A-P.
What, if it was an acronym?
Yeah. People say, you know, what is rap?
I remember people saying that.
Yeah. Well, that's what Coolio, when we met Coolio and for the Adam and Joe show and we interviewed him, or rather my dad interviewed him, my dad said, so what is rap, Coolio? How would you define it? And Coolio said, well, Nigel, it's rhythmic American poetry.
I think that's something that Coolio made up, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and no, it's, you know, rap is just...
I believe it's an old term to mean sort of talk.
Exactly.
Talking fast.
Let's just talk fast.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Sorry, you were going to say...
I was going to say that after these commercials, we're going to play some commercials, we're going to hear the new Strokes single for the first time.
Yeah, which I'm genuinely excited about. Anyway, here's some messages, and the Strokes are coming up here on XFM. XFM.
Tell us whenever you're ready in there. 1, 2, 1, 2.
XFM.
That's the Strokes.
That was nice, wasn't it?
12:15.
That was nice.
First time I heard that one. It's always difficult to tell on a first listen, isn't it?
Well, that was my first listen.
What did you think?
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, it sounds... It's a sort of retro sounding. It sounds a bit like maybe even Gary Newman I get from that somewhat.
Do you? It's got some good hand clapping.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with hand clapping.
Quite a complicated pattern of clapping, though.
Well, it's just...
No, it's not that. You think it's that. No, there was something else going on there. Next time you play it, we'll have a harder listen to the hand clapping.
Anyway, that's good. You know, I'm pro Strokes anyway, so I'm biased. We've got Ditties in the Dock coming up very shortly.
Ditties in the Dock.
Ditties in the Dock.
You sound like you're drunk.
I am a little. I'm drunk on power. And that's the bit of the show where we sort of make a case for a song that we want to play because, you know, obviously we adhere to the excellent XFM playlist here on the show, but we are allowed one free play, i.e. a single chosen by us or a song chosen by us.
And obviously we both fight over who's going to choose the record. So what better way to do it than let you, the listener, decide which of our songs should be played? We'll be putting our cases pretty soon, and you can call in.
Meanwhile, we still have some tickets to give away to OK Go, to the person who suggests the best new idea for a cop show or a medical drama. We're mainly interested in the titles, and we've had some very good ones coming in. Joe, have you got any good ones there?
Yes. How about combining the heady world of surgery and shrubbery and creating a series about a dedicated tree surgeon called Gerald Root? His friends probably call him Rootsy, I imagine. It could be called Root's Maneuvers. He could fight local council for tree rights and prevent all sorts of unfair fellings.
That's good.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. Root's Maneuvers, like it. Who's that one from?
That is from Alison. Well done, Alison.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah.
You're in the running.
She calls herself a genius waiting for a scriptwriter. I wouldn't contest that. How about a hard-hitting drama about a chef, John Sui, who loses his Chinese takeaway due to some corrupt cops, then sets about clearing his name and seeking to bring the evil policeman to justice? It's a cross between the Lines and Dinner Ladies, and it's called Cop Sui.
Nice. You see, that's exactly right.
Actually, the next one's better, from this same person, Duncan. A heartwarming series set in a multiracial police station called the Multicoloured Cop Shop.
That's very good.
Yeah.
More.
More. How about a show about a top surgeon bravely battling with Tourette's syndrome?
Tourette's?
Tourette's.
Tourette's.
Called Doctors and Curses.
That's good.
Yeah.
These are all very good.
They're all very... It's a very high quality. Well done, listeners.
Well done, listeners. A-plus. It's going to be hard to award.
You know what?
I think
we probably get the cleverest listeners.
What, out of anyone in XFM or world?
The world.
The world?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to reward them right now with a track from the Libertines. And after this, it's going to be time for Ditties in the Dock. So get ready to phone in 08700 800 1234. Adam and Joe here on XFM filling in for Ricky and Stephen. Here's the Libertines. Don't look back into the sun, that's the Libertines. The more I hear the Libertines, the more I like them. I think they're fantastic.
I'm just blanking you on that.
You don't like the Libertines, do you?
Don't know. Well, don't know.
You're kind of a soul kind of guy, though, aren't you?
I like them, Sort of, yeah.
Soul and Hanson.
Yeah.
The Face asked us to list our favourite teenage tracks.
Mm.
And I didn't know what they meant, like tracks by teenagers or that you listened to when you were a teenager?
The second one.
The songs that you loved when you were a teenager?
Yup.
Oh, I didn't realise.
What did you say?
I don't know, but I thought it had to be by teenagers.
So what did you suggest?
Umbop by Hanson. What did you put?
I put Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds, which when we were sad teenagers... thought was the, for about a space of about a year and a half, we thought it was the greatest song ever written.
Yeah, well...
And at the end of the Breakfast Club, when Judd Nelson walks away from the, from the rugby post or the football post across the football pitch...
Yeah.
And he punches his fist in the air...
Your heart
is soaring.
And Simple
Minds kicks in. I just thought, wow.
Life doesn't get more intense.
This is life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a teenager, I'm hurt, I've been hurt by life,
mm-hmm.
I'm now a man, and here I go into the world...
But you don't want the kids that you knew when you were just a boy to leave you behind. Don't you forget about me.
No, don't you forget about me, the rebel.
Yeah.
In a long coat.
Well, maybe we can play that later on.
Maybe. That should have been the ditty in the dock, shouldn't it?
I don't suppose that's on XFM's playlist.
Oh, I bet it is. I bet it is.
Anyway, it's...
Seriously, I bet it is.
Really? Well,
if it isn't, this station's in trouble.
Yeah.
We're going to check.
We'll try and
checking.
Dig it out. But right now, it's time for us to argue our case for our ditties in the dock. We should have a jingle to go there, really, shouldn't we? Maybe next week we'll come up with one. So, Joe, do you want to go first or shall I go first?
Why don't I go first this week, Adam?
Okay.
So this is Ditties in the Dock. Listen to Adam and my pitches for our songs, and then you get to decide which one is going to be played. I'd like to play this week a song by a Japanese band, and this is a band we discovered when we were out in Tokyo making our series for the BBC, Adam and Joe Go Tokyo. And this is a Japanese band called Rip Slime, spelled S-L-Y-M-E. We played a bit of it on one of our Adam and Joe Go Tokyo shows. And it's kind of a crazy kind of new sound with very fast beat and obviously rapping and singing that you can't understand. But weirdly, a lot of Japanese sounds like sort of mispronounced English.
Yeah.
So you can sort of get into the lyrics in a sort of phonetic way. And also there are one or two English words scattered around in the song that you can use to sort of anchor yourself. It's got a very, very good chorus. It's very catchy. It's fantastic, basically. Rip Slime are the words to remember if you want to vote for it. Rip Slime. The song's called Joint. And I presume that means a fastening.
Okay.
Rather than anything to do
Opposing counsel, I think, is leading the witness now. You're overruled. I'm just trying to rein it back into Ditties in the Dock.
Right. Anyway, Rip Slime, Joe's choice, Rip Slime, Japanese track, really, really good. You'll love it. If you record it, which would be illegal, but if you did, you could play it to all your mates and go, I found this really cool Japanese track. And they go, how do you know about Japanese music? And you go, I'm just really cool.
Leading the witness, I'd like that last remark stricken from the record.
Stricken.
Stricken. Strucken, Michaela Strachan from the record. I'm going to argue my case now. This is the track that you really should vote for this week because it's funny and insane in more ways than one. It's by a guy called Wesley Willis, And he is a guy, a black rapper. Well, he's not a rapper, really. He's just a kind of genius. And he grew up in Chicago in the ghetto. And he was schizophrenic. I say was because, unfortunately, he died last week. So this would also be a kind of tribute to Wesley. He sings songs about bands that he's seen or really likes.
It's emotional blackmail, Adam.
Yeah, but it's the track you really want to hear.
What
it's very funny.
What if all of Ripslime had been wiped out in a bus crash?
Well, then I would be voting for that. But yeah, this but time it's Wesley. Because Wesley has the edge also, because this is a very funny song. It's about McDonald's. It's called Rock and Roll McDonald's, and it's basically just Wesley kind of whining over this synthy beat. All his songs are more or less the same, and it might just be Alanis Morissette that he's eulogizing about, or it might be junk food. In this case, it's McDonald's.
It's called
Rock and Roll McDonald's. And if you don't vote for this, you are missing out, I'm telling you.
Rip slime.
Anyway, we're going to play some ads right now. We need you to call in. We're going to take the first five callers. Easy, Joe, otherwise I'm going to have you in contempt.
Sorry, Rip Slime.
All right. 08700 800 1234. It's between Rip Slime. Or Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Rip Slime
or Rock and Roll McDonald's. Okay, so call in now. We'll take the first five callers, and the best of five will get played here on XFM.
Rip Slime.
XFM.
Oh, sorry, I was so sort of excited about the prospect of Ditties in the Dock. You're listening to XFM, it's Adam and Joe here on 104.9, and we're going to take the first five callers. We want you to vote for our tracks, and it's between, Joe, which
is
yours?
It's between Rip Slime and, what's your fella called?
He's called Wesley Willis, and it's a
Wesley
song called
Willis,
Rock and Roll McDonald's.
If you've just tuned in, this is a feature called Ditties in the Dock. You get to vote for the songs we play. We've both chosen a track. Our listeners are going to vote for which one we actually play. This is our one record that we actually choose.
Okay, so we're going to take the first five callers in quick succession. And caller one, which is it going to be, Rock and Roll McDonald's or Rip Slime?
Rick Slime, mate.
Oh, man. Okay, caller two, Rock and Roll McDonald's or Rip Slime?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Did I have a tent?
Oh, my.
Oh, come on.
Caller two, you're insane. We're going to have to go to caller three. And is it Rock and Roll McDonald's or Rip Slime, caller three?
It's got to be Rip Slime.
Oh, no. Okay. Caller four, Rock and Roll McDonald's or Rip Slime? This is a decider.
Rip Slime.
Oh, no. I don't believe it. You're insane. Rock and Roll McDonald's is the best thing you're ever going to hear or not.
We'll play it next week, huh?
Okay, well, here's Rip Slime. This is a good track, I have to say, and this is called Joint.
And it's all about the chorus. It's all about the whooping in the chorus and the word joint and the word sketch. Listen out for those.
All day, all night, I dream about diddy-diddy. 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 Joint! Imagine a vibration, the joint.
Kids, this your old friend Captain Beefheart. You know me, the magic man, invisible and all that jazz. Fly through time and space, dimension warp, all that rhythm. I'm here tonight to tell you that we have a heck of a little teenage opera for you. You're really going to dig it. Yes.
Yes, it's XFM you're listening to, not the mental station. That was Joint by Rip Slime, and that was this week's Ditties in the Dock selection. That was Joe's Ditties in the Dock selection.
Yeah, that's a really good... some listeners might think that was a cacophonic pile of old Japanese rubbish, but it's actually... our producer's nodding. It's actually insanely catchy. And out of all the stuff we heard after 10 weeks in... Tokyo, that was one of the records that will always remind us of that time.
Yes.
And it's a fantastic record to play table tennis to.
Yeah, or do anything to, I would imagine. Make love.
I don't know about making love, actually.
No, maybe not. It would just be too fast, wouldn't it? But yeah. I kind of remixed that one a little bit and stuck some Captain Beefheart.
Just in case interest flagged during the instrumental breakdowns.
Yeah, so I kind of doubled the audience for it. To include Captain Beefheart fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm very disappointed, though. That's 3 weeks in a row I've been thwarted on Ditties in the Dock.
You've lost 3 weeks in a row, haven't
yeah.
you?
And that
do,
was...
do you think it's to do with your choice of record? Is it the way you're selling the record?
Maybe. I thought, well, it might be that you just didn't let me get a word in edgeways and kept on saying, Rip Slime, Rip Slime.
That has been one of my techniques. You could use that back on me, you see.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I'm bringing Wesley Willis back next week with Rock and Roll McDonald's because you need to hear this song. It's very, very funny. And very, very good. We're coming up towards the end of the show. We're going to have some music right now from the Audio Bullies, one of our favourites here on the Adam and Joe radio programme, filling in for Ricky and Stephen. Joe, you've got some tickets there to give away?
Yeah, we've still got these tickets to OK Go to give away at the Electric Ballroom. Our competition has been to come up with a name for an exciting new cop or medical drama on television, a kind of silly name that links the names of the characters with the name of the programme. Similar to Rosemary and Thyme,
yeah.
Adam's forthcoming favourite horticultural detective drama.
This Sunday evening on ITV.
So pretty soon we'll be announcing the winner. If you've emailed us, listen out, could be you, and there's still a chance to get your entry in, adamandjoe@xfm.co.uk, but frankly, there isn't really.
Well, we're going to announce the winners after this, basically. This is the Audio Bullies. I saw the Audio Bullies on T4 doing their new single.
And they are performing by the T4 pool.
Yes, they shot an amazing video by the T4 pool.
I don't know if anyone is watching T4 in the mornings on Channel 4, but when they have bands on, they just make a sort of video for them by the pool. Vernon and June Sarpong are based in Ibiza or something, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
All this summer, and they get bands on, and they just dance by the pool, and they try and make it cool by doing a video. Lean against the tree. Yeah, walk round the tree.
Run towards the camera, run away from the camera, run towards the camera again. Now jump in the pool.
Sometimes the performers look a little bit lost, don't they?
Yeah, I would say all the time. There was one with Mark Owen's new single, with him just running through the streets.
1 minute warning. Sitting on your red leather sofa, you're rolling another buzzer. Get far in that morning.
That's quite good, isn't it?
Turn into a sort of Bowie Dalek.
Well, it does sound. It's like a sort of Cod Bowie song, isn't it?
Okay, let's have the Audio Bullies now, and we'll announce the winners of our competition after this. It's XFM 104.9.
Do you want to? I want to change the things that I do.
Adam and Joe on XFM, coming to the end of our time here. We'll be back same time next week, 1 o'clock Saturday. Coming up next is the Rinse Master, but just time to close our competition. And the winner of the tickets to OK Go is going to be Simon Cox. He sent us 3 emails. We visited his website. We may have ruined his morning, but to make up for it, you get the tickets, Simon.
Yeah, congratulations. Let's have just one example of one of Simon's cop shows.
Well, he came up with Cop on the Edge, the show about the hard-drinking policeman who loses his legs through gout and is carried around on the back of the U2 guitarist in a papoose. He also came up with the hospital public relations department drama called Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors is excellent.
Is that enough to justify his prize?
Yeah, Cop on the Edge and Spin Doctors, that's a couple of peaches there.
And also a police internal drug abuse investigations department, and the series is called Speed Trap.
Nice one. Mm. Thanks very much, everyone who phoned in and emailed us. We really appreciate it. We'll be back with you next week at the same time. We're going to leave you in the very capable hands of the Rinse Master, James Hyman. This is Adam and Joe filling in for Ricky and Steve on XFM. See ya. XFM.